The KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. It's a Wednesday, the 12th day of May for 2021. Well, two fires broke out yesterday in the Campo Seco area, both within 20 minutes of each other. The first fire in Campo Seco on Arkansas Ferry Road was contained to 2 acres. The second fire, a little down the road near Sperrick Drive, was contained to 1 acre. Firefighters from Calaveras Consolidated, CAL FIRE, and East Bay Rangers were on scene. One fire sparked by a weed eater, the other is under investigation by CAL FIRE. And the Amador El Dorado unit of CAL FIRE will be conducting a live fire training exercise at the Sacramento Valley Shooting Center, located off of Meese Road, just southeast of Highway 16, tomorrow. The training exercise is scheduled to run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., dependent upon approval from the Sacramento Metropolitan Air Quality Management District. The purpose of the burn is to instruct fire crews in the methods of fighting fire on the 40 acres within the Sacramento Valley Shooting Center. Smoke will be visible tomorrow in the Ione area, as well as surrounding areas and throughout Amador County. Well, the Amador Board of Supervisors received a report on the improving COVID-19 situation in the county and debated how much to spend on promoting the county for visits and tourism. Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr reported that COVID-19 cases continue to fall, with only 6 cases in Amador County in the last week. If cases remain this low for another week, Amador is likely to move down to yellow, the least restrictive of the state's coronavirus color-coded systems. The pace of vaccines has slowed in the county, and vaccine appointments are starting to go unfilled. Officials expect approval for the Pfizer vaccine for those between 12 and 16 here in the county very soon. And the supervisors also set the spending for the promotions section of the county's budget following presentations from the Amador Chamber of Commerce and the Amador Council of Tourism, which expressed optimism for the tourism trade in the county as COVID cases and restrictions both drop. The supervisors voted to allocate $150,000 to be split between the Chamber and the Council of Tourism for the use of economic and tourism promotions. Well, Calaveras Public Health reports a new COVID death, the 54th in the county since the pandemic began. There are no further details about the individual. Calaveras also reports 4 new cases this week, with the county's total COVID cases at 2,129. Active cases decreased to 10, and recoveries increased 8 to 2,065. One Calaveras resident is currently hospitalized. Calaveras reports 41,389 vaccinations given. Individuals in Calaveras County may register at myturn.ca.gov to schedule appointments. And the Amador Planning Commission has approved a use permit for a new cut-and-wrap meatpacking business near Lake Comanche. The new facility will allow the existing Big Horse Ranch and Little Cattle Company to process locally produced beef cattle for direct sale to customers. The operation is allowed to process up to 5 cattle a month from the property, plus provide butchering services for additional carcasses. The permit was unanimously approved by the Planning Commission. And the City of Jackson will now seek bids for outside contractors to clean out Jackson Creek following a vote of the City Council this week. Traditionally, wards from the Pine Grove Youth Authority have helped the city clear the creek to ensure it runs freely during flood events. But the Youth Authority is spread thin these days, facing budget cuts and faced with increasingly intense fire seasons, and they can no longer provide the service. The City Council directed city staff to put the project out to bid. And the council also lodged a complaint to the Amador Water Agency over the AWA's planned water rate increase. The draft increase, which has not yet been approved by the water agency, would increase wholesale water rates by 39% in the first year alone. Jackson buys water from AWA Wholesale, then sells it retail to city residents. If the increase is improved, the city of Jackson must either pass on the expense to its residents or take a large financial hit. The council also heard a presentation this week on wildland fire safety from PG&E and on the cleanup of the Argonaut tailing site by the EPA. The EPA-funded cleanup is set to begin in June and will take several months to complete. And last call, today is the deadline for young ladies between the ages of 16 and 23 to register to run for Miss Amador. For more details, visit AmadorCountyFair.com. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.